the Pacific doesn't often think it is a part of or a big player on issues of security and issues of weapons and conflicts. But on the nuclear issue, I am very clear on this as someone now in my 60s who, as a young woman, first knew that the Pacific and not my country directly, but countries very close to us, were literally having nuclear weapons, one of the worst weapons of mass destruction, tested in the Pacific region. As a part of the world, we really have experienced firsthand nuclear weapons. After their use in Hiroshima and Nagasaki as part of war, we have experienced extensive testing of these weapons as part of their development. So this really matters to the Pacific, and I feel it's the Pacific Island states in the UN, years later when they had independence and they did have a voice, they've been supporting all along the way the calls for this treaty to happen, and the Pacific right across, from all the 12 states that exist, everyone understands nuclear weapons because of what happened in the South Pacific and North Pacific. So I think this treaty is so important to it, and it's a very good moment. It's a moment of a treaty to give us a legal framework to ban these weapons.
So it's more about the legacy of what has happened historically, as you say, the Pacific countries, many of them touched by the nuclear testing. But what about the contemporary, the current situation, talking about the international security, the risk of possible use of nuclear weapons, North Korea, really not that far from the Pacific. Is there also that more contemporary concern that the Pacific doesn't want to be put at risk here as well by the possible use of nuclear weapons?
You know, I can't speak for the Pacific, but I almost think we've had the use of nuclear weapons. You know, it's almost like those actual situations which other countries might raise their heads up and think, oh, this may affect us. We literally have two states that may use nuclear weapons. That is actually the current state of the world all the time. The weapons exist, and there is the threat of their use that exists. So, you know, banning them as weapons, prohibiting them, and then eventually eliminating them is always needed, and only an incident like the North Korean test does it pose an alert to some countries. But really, we have been on alert ever since those weapons were developed and are stored and are intended as potential use. So that whole deterrence argument is as real as in so-called non-threat times as when you have a state appearing to be one you can't control. How do I describe it? I actually was in my 20s and knew we had radioactive fallout some thousands of miles away from us. And I think most Pacific Islanders also understood that, and I think that's our lesson to the rest of the world. We did not think this may affect us, this may not. No state or part of the world really would be free from the effects of any use of a nuclear weapon.
Now, at these talks, countries, including Australia, are actually not taking part in these negotiations. Others include countries that are believed to have nuclear weapons, the United States, Russia and Britain.
Yes.
But particularly, what does Australia's decision not to take part in the talks mean for the negotiations themselves, but also about how that's read by its Pacific neighbours, given its close proximity and to the Pacific?
You know, I think it's disappointing, and one remembers a time when Australia acted differently, and I'd like to remember that, with New Zealand really taking the Pacific case of nuclear testing to the International Court of Justice. I don't think the Pacific Islands are really consciously giving Australia's absence much thought, because it is most of the countries are still so aware that on this issue they have lived through it, they understand those weapons, and in fact the Pacific Islands are often really united in making statements for a ban and for the legal provisions and for the humanitarian impacts to be recognised. I think that remains because our history has been separate. It has been so separate in the sense we experienced those tests. And we really...
So did Australia, though. Yeah. Parts of Australia
did
as well.
Yes, so did Australia, yes. And I'm so sorry for the many activists and the Indigenous peoples, activists and others, and Australia-wide are very much part of the anti-nuclear movement in the Pacific as a whole. We know that they are protesting the position of their government at this time in not taking part.